Today we're going to be talking about... Oh, I'm sorry. This is Albert Cromwell, and this is not the BBC. Yes, so today we're going to be talking about the Black Widow. And my first issue... I'm sorry, wait. It has in it Rachel Pugh and David Harbour and Rachel Weisz and Florence Pugh. I'm sorry, can never... She's the only British person in the movie, which is why she's so wonderful. And there's also that other woman. What's her name? She got all that money from, Disney. Scarlett Johansson. Something of that nature. She is the woman who's supposed to be the Black Widow. But, you know, my immediate issue with the film is that she never actually got married. She's going along and you're like, oh, she's a widow, you know, and all these women are widows. And so you're wondering what has happened to their husbands. And come to find out, there's not one of them that's even had a marriage arrangement. And none of them have married royalty. And not one of them is even going about looking for a husband. So, you know, I don't understand who made up the title, but... widows, they are not. So, you know, it's something to keep in mind. Very misleading, the widows. And in my day, they make these movies about Black Widow, you know, and it's this woman who goes around and she murders people, and, you know, something of that interesting crime nature. You know, we Brits do all kinds of wonderful work with mysteries, you know. Yeah, so the best actor in the entire film is by far Florence Pugh. She is actually quite wonderful. She kind of bridges the gap between the beauty of everyone, which she is also beautiful, but then she also brings humor with it as well. She actually stays comical and even has some pretty funny. You caught me there. I started to break into the Russian accent. I was mimicking her. You know, yes, this is my Russian. Anyway, the movie is good. It's got a lot of action in it. And if you're looking for that kind of mindless bollocks of people, oh, I jump off of helicopters and you know, bullets never hit me and all that foolishness. And yeah, this movie is definitely going to be enjoyed by you. And if you're a man, you know, you'd probably be quite attracted to the women in it, because there are quite a few very attractive ladies in there. You know, but keep in mind, there's not one of them that is looking for a marriage arrangement. And not one of them has been married before, regardless of what they try to tell you. It's just not... So there are really no Black Widows in this, is all I'm trying to say. Yes, but Albert Cromwell gives the movie, I mean, I have two thumbs, but I can say I can at least give it one thumb. Yes.
Yeah. The views of Albert Cromwell do not represent the views of Fabricating Fiction Podcast. The Black Widow is an enjoyable action-packed film full of beautiful women and David Harbour. David Harbour is not as hot as the rest of the women he acts next to, but it's still quite funny. Conversely, Scarlett Johansson, Florence Pugh, and Rachel Weisz aren't that funny, but they are still quite hot and powerful. The Fabricating Fiction Podcast gives The Black Widow a rating of 9 out of 10.